Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's having a fantastic day. You're listening to America's Best and Most Listened To Fitness Show, the Curtis Harwell Show. Appreciate you listening to the show today. And we're going to have another fantastic show today on 8/10/2050, live from the studios down here in Austin, Texas. It's been pretty hot down here. Every day. We haven't had any rain in about 40 days, so it looks like the droughts hit us again down here in Texas. But again, thank you for listening to the show today. If you'd like to call into the show today, you can call in at 347-850-8748. If you'd like to participate, you can also participate by going to Facebook at Curtis Harwell, Curtis Harwell Show. Or Curtis Harwell Fit. God, I have too many pages. And you can also get me over at Twitter, Curtis Harwell BB for Curtis Harwell Bodybuilder. So you can get me over there. So I hope everybody's having a fantastic day today. I kind of wanted to, I don't do it very often anymore, but I just wanted it because I had so many friends doing the Tampa Bay Pro this past weekend and a lot of great results. I just really quickly wanted to go over some of the results. And it was a fantastic show. So just to go over a few, the IFBB Pro Men division. Max Charles won that. One of my friends, Johnny Jackson, also got third place, which is absolutely fantastic for him. In the 212 and IFBB Pro 212 division, Al August won that, and that was a really good win for him. And I'm just going right through the list, in the IFBB Pro Women, Margie Martin was the winner, and this is all in bodybuilding. Let's look at physique. Brandon Hendrickson, he won the IFBB Pro Men division in physique. IFBB Pro Masters men's division, Lance Phillips won that, really good win there. And then the IFBB Pro Women, Mindy O'Brien, won that. So that was a really good win for her. So, you know, things are coming along fantastic for her. Also, we have the IFBB Pro Masters Women, Jennifer Hernandez, won that. And if we go, let's go to the fitness and the figure. In the IFBB Pro Fitness Division, Whitney Jones won that. Terrific win for her. In the IFBB Pro Figure, Ann Titone won that. Another fantastic win for Ann. She's just had a fabulous year and going to the Olympia. She's going to do really well there. One of my favorites all the time is Ava Collins. She got 10th. So Lots of really good people in this show. In the Pro Masters figure, Jennifer Taylor won that. Another good win for her. And then if we go over to the bikini division, Michelle Sylvia won that class there. And Stephanie Mayhew got second. And in the Pro Masters bikini, Osiris Prieto won that one, so that's another fantastic win for her. And another one of my favorite, Kristen Moffitt, got fourth. So it was a really good show, terrific turnout this weekend for the Tampa Bay Pro. So I just wanted to throw that. I don't get too much show stuff in anymore because we're so, you know, I try to get to the fitness and health and stuff. program, so I'm trying to throw it in a little bit more, trying to get some good results from friends and colleague that did the Tampa Bay Pro this past week and for 2015. That the show was on August the 7th, so fantastic show for all those folks. Now, today's show, we're going to discuss why, if you're having a problem, why you're not losing fat and how to get that fat coming off your body again. How do we do that? So, and everybody runs into this problem. I don't care if you're the most seasoned athlete or the very beginner. All of us run through this problem. In my estimation, and I'll go over them, usually when it's not happening, it has to do of one of eight areas, and I'll go all of those go through all those areas. But I really have to, what I really have to stress, you know, being an elite trainer myself, having done this for years and years and years, more years than I even want to admit to, and just the thousands of people that I've worked with, you just can't quit. You can't stop. And you have to not worry about weight loss. You have to worry about fat loss. Because remember, when you're losing, when you're just concerned about weight, just the total number that's on that scale, okay, you're losing bone density, you can lose organ tissue, you're losing some fat, you're losing a lot of water. And where's the water come from? It comes from your muscle tissue. And I know you read it all the time on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram and all these places that it's, you know, losing fat, losing weight, it's 70, 30, 80, 20, you know, diet to exercise. And let me tell you, okay, even though, let's say we live with 80% of it is diet and 20% of it is exercise, what the exercise does, it gets the engine in shape. It gets the body in shape. It gets it fit. The more fit you are, the more calories you're going to burn. The better you are going to perform. More muscle you have, more energy you use. More fat you have. If your body percentage fat is too high, then it doesn't matter what you're doing, what exercise or whatever, you're using less energy because you have more fat. Okay? So the whole goal here is to get rid of the fat and get that engine of yours built up. We need a Ferrari engine, okay? We need to get that thing going, and you have to exercise. I know a lot of people, they look and it says 80-20, so that means I need, you know, if I just stick with the 80%, I don't have to worry about the 20, and that's not the case. That is not the case. So you need to do both, and guess what? You don't need to give 20% to the exercise and 80% to the diet. You need to give 100% to the diet, and you need to give 100% to the exercise, okay? You just got to do it. And then you have to get off the weight kick. You need to start worrying about fat and not the weight, and stop worrying about losing 3, 4, 5 pounds a week. If you're losing that much weight, as they say, per week, you're losing muscle, okay? We're concerned with fat, okay? Now, you got to just keep in mind that people, there's just hundreds, millions of people that are going to the gym to cut body fat, but not everybody succeeds, okay? Now, if you're having trouble dropping weight, you might be committed or maybe committing one of these what I call fat loss fatalities, and which I'm going to go over. You know, many of us spend years and years trying to get rid of extra body fat with little or no success. We yo-yo a diet and ride the diet roller coaster all over the place, and actually you probably have what they call a little bit too much roll along the way. You just cheat too much, okay? Okay, so what happens is you want to attack your body fat when your motivation is high, but you crumble, you fall apart at the sight of some cookies. Now, this has to stop. It really does. You have to be committed, okay? You know, fat loss is probably the most common fitness goal in the world. But it's the hardest task to achieve, okay? And you know this if you've been fighting with trying to get rid of the fat, okay? And again, if the fat's not coming off, one of these things that I'm going to mention is probably why it's not going to come off. And I'm going to do my best today to help you avoid these common fat loss slips. And I want you to get back into the game, okay? Now, number one, what's the number one mistake that everybody out there makes, okay? You just eat too much. I know that this sounds like it's obvious, okay? But many people, you know, you truly don't know how many calories that you're eating, okay? Now, let's say you sit down and you have a salad. And the salad might seem like a terrific choice. It's a healthy choice. But in all actuality, you probably could be getting as much as an 800-calorie meal without realizing it in that salad. You got the sauces, you got the dressings, you got the ketchup, you got the oils, you got the cheese. You got croutons. You have the sunflower seeds. You have the peanuts. You have all of the stuff, bacon bits, all of the stuff that you put on a salad. And you probably don't even think about it. You say in your head, salad? Gotta be good. Okay? And this is really true, especially if you don't regularly cook at home. You're probably eating more calories than you ever imagined. And I will tell you, my clients and other people that I talk to through my show, when I go to shows, when I go to conventions, wherever I go, more and more and more people have no time to cook at home. So guess what? They're eating out. And when you eat out, you don't have a clue what's in the food that you're eating for the most part. Now, you're always told, and you're told over and over and over and over again, that the simple fat loss process is just to eat fewer calories than you expend throughout the day. And this is what is called calories in, calories out. And that is simplistic. That is very simplistic. It oversimplifies the whole thing. Now, let's look at it hypothetically. Now, this system would work if you ate 1,500 calories worth of cheesecake per day and burned 2,000. But guess what? The human body isn't a calculator. The type of calories you eat matter. Okay? The type of calories that you eat matters. So a calorie is not a calorie. Let's say if you're on a carbohydrate-only diet, it will not help you reach your fat loss goals. You need the right combination of protein, carbohydrates, and healthy fats to build muscle, fit strong muscle, and to burn fat. Okay? Now, for a lot of people, what I call a 40-40-20 ratio diet lifestyle plan works. So we're talking 40% protein, 40% carbohydrate, and 20% fat. That works for a lot of people, okay? Now, I initially, when I get people in my program, I go 50-30-20. So I go 50 protein, 30 carb, 20 fat. But everybody's a little bit different, so you have to change those numbers. You have to play with it because my ratio or no ratio out there is not the golden rule for all body types and goals. play with it, do research, and find what works best for you when it comes to your diet plan. So keep in mind, a calorie is not a calorie. Calories in, calories out do not work. Like I said, just imagine if you sat down and ate a 1,500-calorie cheesecake per day, and that's all you had, okay, and you burn 2,000 calories a day, you have a deficit of 500, so you would be thinking about every 7 days, you would be losing about a pound of body fat. Guess what? Doesn't work that way, okay? So the old deal, calories in, calories out, does not work. It does not work, okay? And all calories are not the same. That's number one. Number two mistake, you just don't eat enough protein. You know, protein does more than build and repair muscle tissue, okay? It does. Okay, now, they have done studies with women and men, and they have put them on the identical number of calories, total calorie. The group whose members consumed a diet including 128 grams of protein per day lost more fat than members of that group consuming 68 grams of protein per day. Okay? Very interesting, isn't it? Now, protein increases your satiety at meals, or if you feel hungry or not. Which can help you feel less hungry, and then, you know, you eat less throughout the day. Now, high protein diets can also have positive results on the body's lipids too, glucose levels and muscle to fat ratio. So keep in mind, protein. Protein is a great fat loss macro. But don't think that you can always see quick results simply by adding some shakes to your diet. And you know what I mean. Everybody I talk to, they want to do protein shakes. Eat real food, okay? Protein shakes are supplemental. What does supplemental mean? It supplements a great diet. So those protein shakes are not going to make your diet great. You have to have a great diet, and you can use the protein shakes for supplement. Okay? You need to choose high protein foods at every major meal, especially instead of carbo-laden options, and you will see results over time, guaranteed. Again, we're not saying going carb-free. 30% of your diet plan should be low glycemic carbohydrates, okay? So you got 50% protein, 30% carbohydrates, and 20% fat. Okay. Mistake number three, you drink too much. The only liquid that the body really needs is water. Now, you can have coffee, tea, you can sometimes have milk. But a steady stream of sugary beverages, it undermines your total fat loss program, okay? And it's like, you know, you go down to Starbucks. I'm not a coffee drinker. But you go down to Starbucks, and, you know, what you're going to do is buy that pumpkin spice latte. You just love so much. And you're probably looking at anywhere from 600 to 1,200 calories. Now, if you're drinking an additional, you know, 300 calories, 400 calories, 1,000 calories every morning, you're doing your body a disservice. Losing body fat is difficult at best. Losing body fat is not fun. There is nothing fun about it. So just don't make it harder. You're making it harder on yourself. Booze, alcohol can also make you lose the fat loss war too. A beer every once in a while won't hurt you. But it's imperative that you stop indulging in the weekend binges that you may have. Or if you only go out to, you can't drink socially. When you go out to drink, the only way you can drink is get drunk. You got to keep in mind, alcoholic beverages are usually high in calories that your body just stores as fat. But just as crucially, it also impairs your judgment. Okay? So instead of making, healthy choices, your booze brain will tell you that a big plate of nachos is the right choice. Am I right or wrong? Or if you want to go out and marijuana, get the munchies. I don't think that you're going to be eating very pop, healthy stuff when you're going out smoking marijuana or if you're boozing it up. It's just not going to happen. You're going to make bad choices. You may feel bad about it the next day, but just think about it. Every time you screw up, every time you have a bad day, it takes you a week to make up for that bad day. So you just put yourself behind the damn eight ball, okay? Now, and it's so funny, most people think, and I know they even tell me, that health food is virtually calorie-free. If they eat healthy, they don't really need to count the calories because they don't add up to very much. It just, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how healthy any particular food is. If you eat too much of it, you'll have a hard time losing body fat. Now, it is imperative. It is important to eat whole foods. But overeating, these foods is still overeating. If you have Jiffy peanut butter or you have organic peanut butter, guess what? If you think you're going to eat the organic peanut butter because you think it's healthier, that you're not going to get fat, let me tell you, you're going to put on fat with that organic peanut butter just like you are with that Jiffy, okay? So, another example would be, healthy foods that have huge calorie tabs. And we're talking about stuff like nuts and seeds, okay? Nuts and seeds are great for you, okay? But the calories they carry are just and can be excessive. If it says, 10 almonds is X amount of calories, and let's say 10 almonds, just for a number, let's say 190 calories, okay? Who in the world sits down and eats 10 almonds? Okay, you don't. You eat a handful of almonds. So now you got 30. So instead of having about 190, 200 calories, now you're in 600, 700, 800 calories. I'm not saying that you should avoid them. But when you pick up these almonds to snack on or peanuts or whatever, don't eat multiple handfuls. 1 ounce is difficult to measure, so limit yourself to about 10 almonds, as I said. Now, although the fat in almonds is good, it's better to fill up on micronutrients-dense foods like green vegetables because they don't pack a lot of calories, okay? So healthy food carries a big bang of calories sometimes, so be very careful, okay? Mistake, what I call number 5, you just don't work out hard enough. You do not train intensely enough when you need to do it. If your goal is fat loss, you have to create an extreme energy demand so your body can change, plain and simple. Now, beginners should start slowly, but as you get better, as you get accustomed to the weights, the machines, the high-intensity interval training for cardio, the gym atmosphere, you have to push yourself harder and harder and harder. You can't get comfortable, or basically what you're going to do is plateau. So you have to kick your butt. You need to be competitive in the gym. You need to be competitive home in the kitchen too. Okay. I mean, I just can't tell you how many times I go to the gym and I'll see some woman, she'll have a 5-pound dumbbell and she'll just sit there and curl that thing for 2 minutes. She won't break a sweat the entire workout, you know. And then I'll walk up to them, and I'll, because I'm not the very politically correct person, I'll ask them why they're doing it that way. And they'll say, because I don't want to get big. Okay? It doesn't matter if it's man or woman. You have to lift hard and heavy. And the reason has nothing to do with getting big or huge. Okay? And so lifting the same lightweight day after day will not help you do this. Okay? Or meet any of your physique goals. Okay? So get out there and kick your butt. And when you're doing high-intensity interval training, you want to train with your heart rate. And you need to get that heart rate up to 75%. Because you ladies, the only way you're going to get rid of that muffin top on top with exercise, I don't care how many sit-ups you do. You can do 10,000, you can do 100,000 sit-ups a day. It ain't going any place if you don't get rid of the fat, and you need to do high-intensity interval training to get rid of that muffin top, okay? That's what you got to do, okay? Number six, you're doing, again, too much low-intensity cardio, what I'm talking about, okay? You just get on the machine, you lollygag, you text, you read a book, you read a magazine, you never get a sweat, your heart rate never gets over 100, okay? What's the big idea? You know, and you think to yourself, well, cardio isn't resistance training. Well, let me tell you, cardio, it trains an entirely different aspect of your fitness spectrum. You don't need to go on a treadmill for 2 hours and just slog and go nice and easy, okay? You can get on that thing for 20 minutes, kick your butt for 20 minutes by doing high-intensity interval training, minute on, minute off, minute on, minute off, cool down, the whole deal, 20 minutes, get off of that thing, it feels like $1 million, you kick your butt on there, and you've burned some calories, okay? You need to challenge your cardiovascular system. You need to do it. You need to challenge your cardiovascular system as much as you do your muscular system, okay? And that means more bang for the training buck, okay? And this goes for men and women. Number seven, too much stress. You just got too much stress in your life. Stress is a silent killer. When you're under stress, your body produces cortisol, starts producing body fat. You need to start getting your stress under control. Relax. Not everything that happens in your life is life-ending. It isn't. You have to weigh how important things are in your life, and you have to determine, is this a battle that I am willing? And 95% of the time, it's not. Just let it go. Somebody cut you off on the street while you're driving. Let it go. Just let it go. Somebody looks at you wrong. Let it go. Somebody says something that you don't like. Let it go. Because when you stew on it, you're creating stress. And guess what? You're getting fatter. Okay. And then last but not least, another one of the biggest mistakes is sleep. You need to get sleep. To reach your physique and your fitness and your health goals, you have to prioritize your sleep. You just can't party all night and all day, okay? And expect to be peak and work the next day and be full of energy. You need to shoot for at least 8 hours of sleep per night, okay? And just really reduce your caffeine in the evenings before you go to bed so you have a great night's sleep. I'm telling you, I guarantee you, you look at all of these things I just covered, and I guarantee you fat loss. If it doesn't work, email me, Curtis@CurtisHarwellFit.com, and tell me why you are not losing your body fat. And you look at these things, it'll happen. Okay, everybody, you have a fantastic day. Another fantastic show, I think. Lots of listeners today. Lots of messages from everybody coming in. So you have a fantastic day. Stay cool out there. Love you all. And we'll see you next show. Thank you.